Many years ago, I was told of the story of a man who traveled at night, sumakay siya sa Siris, and in the darkness, he asked permission if the driver could stop for a while dahil iihi siya. So somewhere in the mountains, sa bundok, tumigil yung bus, and all the men went out and relieved themselves. Umihi sila. Then after a while, when everybody went back to the bus, they forgot about him. Kasi nung umihi siya, dun siya sa malayo. Aywan ko bakit dun niya gusto sa malayo. Nung umalis na yung bus, they did not see, walang nakakita sa kanya, pero nahulog siya. Nahulog siya sa bangin, sa cliff. Akala niya kasi flat ground pa. Yun pala, dulo ng mga puno yung nakikita niya. So akala niya grass. Then he went further and he fell. Nahulog. And for a few feet, nung nahulog siya, he was able to hold on to a vine that was protruding out of the side of the cliff. Meron isang vine, may sanga. At doon siya kumapit. That's why he did not fall all the way down to the ground. At kumapit siya doon. At sumisigaw siya ng tulong, tulong. Sa Antiquenyo pa, tabang, tabang. And nobody heard him. So buong gabi nandun siya nakakapit lang. Kapit siya ng kapit because it was a cliff. And it was so dark, wala siyang nakikita. Tinitingnan niya sa baba, tinitingnan niya yung palibot niya. It was so dark, it was pitch black all around him. So he cried and cried, tabang. Nobody responded. And he held on to that vine. Nung bandang huli na, nangangawit na yung kamay niya. Hindi niya na kaya. And his hands are beginning to slip. Nadudulas-dulas na doon sa vine. Then he prayed to God. Nagdasal daw siya. Sabi niya, Diyos ko, buligi ako. I don't want to leave my family behind, you know, at this time. My family needs me, help me. Then, deep inside of him, he heard a voice say to him, let go. Bitawan mo yan. Ayaw niyang bitawan niya. Lord, sigurado pag binitawan ko to, patay ako. And so he held on to it. Hawak pa rin siya ng hawak. Until na inaantok na siya, napapagod na siya. And he prayed again to God. Lord, please help me. Please send help for me. And the Lord said to him, let go. Bitawan mo na yung vine na yan. Ayaw pa rin niya. Ayaw pa rin niya. Then when it was about time for the sun to rise, suddenly the Lord said to him again, let go of that vine. And finally, sabi niya, Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender. At nung sinabi niyang, I surrender to you, he let go of the vine. At pagbitaw niya sa vine, nahulog siya. The ground was just 2 feet away. Nagulat siya na sa lupa na kagad siya. Sabi niya, Lord, pati hindi mo sinabi na sa lupa ako. Malapit na pala. You know? But the instruction was, let go. Gabi pa lang sinabi na ng Diyos sa kanya. The problem with our society today is we're having trust issues. In marriages, there are husbands and wives who don't trust each other. In our society, we live among people who don't trust each other. Nagkaroon tayo ng mga trust issues because of so many things. Okay? Ilan sa inyo dito nakaranas na kayong linoko kayo? Konti lang, iba hindi pa, manda kayo. Okay? Ilan sa inyo nabudol na dito? Okay, ako nabudol na ako. Okay? Bumili ako ng murang refreshener, air freshener sa Facebook. Nung dumating sa akin, coloring lang ang laman. Galit na galit ako sa mga scammers dahil na-scam na ako. So you see, nabudol tayo, naloko tayo. That's why we are having problem trusting other people. Mahirap magtiwala sa kapwa-tao. Sabi nga nila nung unang panahon, yung mga bahay, walang bakod. They don't put fences on their homes. And people don't lock their doors. Okay? Wala namang papasok sa bahay mo pag hindi mo inimbita. Ngayon, makikita mo yung mga bahay ngayon. Nakikita nyo pa yung mga malalaking bahay. Hindi nyo makita. Bakit? Ang taas ng pader. Nakatago. May CCTV, may mga alarm. You know? We lock everything. Dahil minsan kasi naloko na tayo, nabudol na tayo, we're having trust issues. And the problem with that, yung mga trust issues natin, we carry that over in our relationship with God. Pati sa Diyos. Pati sa Diyos, hindi rin tayo nananalig sa Kanya. And that's the problem. Because in our relationship with God, if we're going to walk with God, if we're going to live with God, we have to trust God 100% with our life. But because of our trust issues, our trust problems with other people, pati sa Diyos hindi na rin tayo nagtitiwala. And today, I would look at our first reading because our first reading, this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. It is a simple story, but it is packed with so much insight and wisdom that would help us. Today, we're going to talk about trusting in God. If we don't trust God, do not expect to be happy in your life. Yan ang problema, hindi tayo happy sa buhay natin. Because we don't trust anybody anymore. We don't even trust God Himself. God who never fails to keep His promise, we don't trust Him anymore. Okay? In our first reading today, it is the story of Elijah, the prophet. You know, just to give you a background of our first reading, Elijah had a confrontation with the king, King Ahab. And King Ahab was the worst king of Israel. Siyang pinaka bad boy talagang hari sa buong history ng Israel. You know, he led his people to worship other gods. He led the entire nation into idolatry. Hindi pa siya nakontento sa kalokohan niya. Pinakasalan pa niya si Jezebel. Sa dami-daming babaeng pwede maging asawa niya, pinili niya yung pinakamalaot sa tanan ng babae. Chose her, made her his wife. And they turned the whole nation to other gods. They turned the whole nation into idolatry. And because of that, God told Elijah, as he confronted Ahab, sabi ng Diyos kay Elijah, you proclaim, you declare that there will be a drought in the land. And so during that confrontation with Ahab, King Ahab, Elijah declared a drought. There will be no rain. Praise God for the rain today. Pero in that place, sabi niya, walang ulan na darating. And Ahab went out from the presence of the king and it stopped raining for how many months walang ulan sa Israel? You see, this is what happens when you sever your relationship with God, it will always end up in dryness. Tandaan natin yan. If you separate yourself from God, you will experience dryness in your soul, deep within you. Matutuyuan ka. Okay? And so, the whole land of Israel was in a drought. There was a famine in the land. Lahat ng produkto nila nasira. And the land cannot sustain the people anymore. Wala nang makain. Walang tubig na mainom. But God said to Elijah, "Elijah, don't worry. I want you to stay beside a little river." The wadi. Wadi means little brook. Sabi niya, "You stay there. Doon ka muna magtago. You stay there. There will be water there for you." And so Elijah obeyed God. You know, imagine mo, drought. Wala nang ulan. Gutom na. Sabi ng Diyos sa kanya, "Doon ka muna. Magpapadala ako ng ibon, papakainin ka ng ibon." Naisip mo. Buti sana magsasabihin niya, "Magpapadala ako ng food panda." Wala. Sabi sa kanya, "Punta ka doon, sa ilog. Doon ka, manirahan muna. And I'll send someone to feed you." And true enough, when Elijah was there, beside the wadi, he has water every day. While the whole land was suffering from drought, Elijah had water. Okay? And every day, birds would come, ravens would come and supply food for him. Okay? The Lord really supplies. Yun lang, huwag kang mamimili. Okay? Kung anong binigay ng Diyos sa'yo, salamatan mo. You know? Parents, teach that to your children. Whatever is set on the table, you eat what is on the table and you thank God for it. May araw na pwede tayong mamili ng ulam, may araw na hindi ka namimili ng ulam. Kung anong nilagay sa lamesa, yun ang kakainin mo. And so Elijah ate bread and, you know, food that was delivered to him by birds from other places, and, you know, he had water. Until the day, the river dried up. Pati yung ilog na where Elijah was staying, natuyo din. And when that happened, the birds stopped coming also providing for him. Yo, listen to this. What would Elijah feel finally? Mararamdaman mo na ngayon. You know, when our resources get depleted, there will come a point in our life na yung mga ari-arian natin resources will become depleted. Mauubos. And when your resources are depleted, there will also come a time that even your friends, close friends, would abandon you. Okay? Kaya nga sabi nila, in the Philippines, the more money you have, the more relatives. But what if you lose all your money? Then friends stop coming to you. Wala nang bumibisita sa'yo, wala nang pumupunta sa'yo. And sometimes your health will deteriorate. Nagkakasakit ka. This is a reality of life. These things happen not only to bad people, but even to good people. It happens to us. So what is the point? When these things begin to happen, what should we do? Well, the lesson is this. You should trust in the Lord with all your heart. Okay? And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and He will direct your path. Proverbs yan. And that is one of my favorite verse also. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, whatever you do, acknowledge God, and He will direct your paths. Minsan, yung verse na yan, nasa isip lang natin. Memorize natin, kaya tinawag natin memory verse, nasa isip. Pero hindi pa yan experience ng buhay natin. It is not yet a revelation to us because we have not yet tasted it when it comes to us. Anong madali sabihin, trust in the Lord, di ba? Madali sabihin yan pag marami kang pera sa bangko. And you're healthy and you have friends around you. It's so easy to say, you trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. What if these things are taken away from you? Kagaya ni Elijah. So titingnan natin how Elijah trusted in God and leaned not on his own understanding but acknowledged God. And we will see that today in the story. So when the brook dried up, nung natuyo na yung ilog na yon, God said to him, okay, Elijah, tapos ka na dito. But the famine and the drought is becoming severe in this land. Now, I want you to go out of this place. I would like you to go into Sidon. It's Gentile territory. Now, Elijah always stay in Israel. Amen? He is comfortable among his people. Kahit may problema, basta nandito lang. Okay? It was for the first time God said to him, get out from your country and you go to a place that is not familiar to you. I'm going to bring you there. When you go there, I will send a widow to provide for you. Wow! Ano ba tong plano ng Diyos? Eto na nga, hirap na ako dito sa sariling bayan ko. With people I know, culture that I am familiar with. Now God is telling him to go to a different place among people you don't know. And a different culture, ibang kultura doon. And God said, do not worry, I will send a widow to provide for you. Widow? Alam niyo bang ibig sabihin yan? In the time of Elijah, a widow is someone who is nothing. Ngayon kasi may mga programa na, di ba? May mga programa yung gobyerno, pag talagang indigent ka, wala kang makain. The government has programs to provide for widows, for indigents. But in the time of Elijah, when you become a widow, you are dependent on the good graces of your relatives. Mabuti sana kung mayayaman yung mga kamag-anak mo, they can provide for you. But if you have no relatives like that, your relatives will not help you. A widow basically is someone who has literally nothing at all. At ito ang gagamitin ng Diyos. God is going to send a widow to help the prophet. Kung ako si Elijah, isipin ko, Lord, ano ba naman tong plano mo? Magpapadala ka ng tao para mag-provide sa akin. Yung ipapadala mo, mahirap pa kaysa akin. But nevertheless, Elijah obeyed God. You see, this is what it means when you trust in God. Amen? You just obey. And so Elijah went out of that place. He now entered a territory unknown to him. He was joining a people na hindi niya kilala. And true enough, when he got there, nung pagdating niya sa lugar na yon, he met this widow. Kita niya kagad yung widow na to. And the widow recognized him as the prophet. Bakit? Kinakausap din ng Diyos yung widow. Maybe God was telling the widow, do not worry, siguro nagdadasal din yung widow, wala na kaming pagkain. At sabi ng Diyos siguro sa widow, magpapadala ako ng propeta para sa'yo. You know? And so the widow saw the prophet and they meet for the first time. And the prophet, sabi ni Elijah, Prophet Elijah to the widow, sabi niya, give me water. Now, sa atin ngayon, madali lang yan. Pag may humingi ng tubig, sa atin, madali. Okay? O kuha ka lang dun sa dispenser, may tubig na. Okay? But think of this land who is in a drought for many years. Water is very scarce. And when mahirap na yung tubig, pahirapan na yung pagkuha ng tubig, hindi ka basta-basta makakahingi ng tubig. But Elijah, when he met this widow, the first thing he said, get me a cup of water. And what did the widow do? The widow complied. Respeto yan. He knows that the person he's talking to is a prophet. Remember what the scripture says, even if you give a cup of water to a prophet, you will not lose the reward. You will be rewarded by God. So the widow was aware of this. So nung nag-request si Elijah, sabi niya, bigyan mo ng tubig. The widow complied, yes sir, I'm going to get you a water, kahit mahirap. Pero itong sabi ni Elijah. So, pakigawa mo na rin ako ng cake. No? Oh, grabe. Demanding naman tong propeta na to. With a glass of water, pakiluto mo ako ng cake. Get me a cup of cake. Andito na nagreklamo yung widow. Sabi ng widow, sir, yung tubig nga mahirap na eh. What you are requesting of me is something that is very close to impossible. I have nothing left except for a jar of flour and oil. Yun na lang yung natira. Sa buong mundong ito, eto na lang ang natira sa akin. A jar of flour and oil. And this is what I'm going to do with this. With the little resources that I have, I am going to cook and make bread for me and for my son. May anak pa siya. Mahirap na nga yung buhay ng balo. May anak pa. So, sabi niya, I cannot make cake for you. The only thing I have left is for me and for my child. I'm going to cook it. And after we cook it, we eat it, then we die. Handa na kaming mamamatay ng anak ko. Ito na yung last namin. Pero ang ganda ng sagot ng propeta sa kanya. Ito sabi ng propeta, sige, sige. Gawin mo yung kailangan mong gawin. Pero unahin mo ako. Ayabang, di ba? Oh, kung sa inyo yan, baka nasampal mo na yung propeta na yan. So sabi ng propeta, sige, sige, sige. Gawin mo ang dapat mong gawin. You bake bread for you, for yourself, and for your son. But please make my cake first. Unahin mo ako. And what did the widow do? The widow obeyed. The widow obeyed. Elijah, a desperate person who has nothing anymore. Wala na. Wala nang natira kay Elijah. And the help that God sent was a widow who was also close to nothing. Walang-wala na rin. Itong dalawang tao, pinagtagpo ng Diyos, parehong walang-wala. You know, sometimes, in difficult times in our lives, you have to be sensitive to the people that God is sending to you. Kasi minsan, pag wala tayong pera, di ba? Iniisip mo yung kamag-anak mong mayaman, tutulong sa'yo. Pag walang-wala ka na talaga, may mga needs ka, iniisip mo yung kabrother mo sa church, dati namang tumutulong to eh, pupunta to dito, tutulong ako. But there are days they will not help you. And what will God send to you? God will send to you people who cannot help you in your mind. That's why do not lean on your own understanding. Paano makatulong to? Mahirap din to. paano makatulong to? Wala rin magawa to. But God sent that person to you. Amen? Do not lean on your own understanding. Minsan ginagamit natin yung logic eh. Ako wala, siya meron. Pag nagtagpo kami, magkakaroon ako. That's logic. That's the world's logic. But God's logic is different. Divine logic or theologic. No? Divine logic says, okay, wala ka. Oh, papadala ako ng taong wala rin. Magkakaroon kayo ng marami. That's why don't rely on your own understanding because that is a worldly understanding. It does God's word cannot be computed by worldly logic. Walang-wala ka na, magbibigay ka pa. Paano yan? And so the widow complied. The widow took that last jar of flour and that oil, glass of oil, and she cooked their last meal. Pero inuna niya talaga yung propeta. She baked cake for the prophet and gave the prophet the water. Kumain muna si Elijah. Sarap na sarap siya habang nanonood yung anak ng widow, tsaka yung widow kumakain siya. Sarap na sarap siya sa pagkain at uminom ng tubig. Nung natapos na siya, kumain na rin yung mag-ina, the widow and the child. And starting that day, the scripture says, the jar of flour and the oil did not run out. Every day there was food. Why? Why? Because they trusted in God. Yun lang. Magic ba yung lalagyan ng flour? Hindi po. Because they trusted in God, they made a choice to trust God at the very end. Walang-wala ka na, then that's the time you trust God fully in your heart. That's the lesson. And they discovered something which is very profound, very deep, that all of us should learn. Ito yung tinuturo ni Pope John Paul II. You know, sinabi niya, the law of the gift. What is the law of the gift? Your being increases in the measure that you give it away. Amen? Your being, it increases in the measure that you give it away. Anong sinasabi ni Jesus dito? Anyone who would save his life will lose it. But anyone who would lose his life for my sake will have life. Yan ang ibig sabihin. That's the law of the gift. And for the first time, Elijah and the widow experienced that. Bakit? Because they were tested in that area of trust and they did not fail to trust in God. Hindi sila nag-fail. They trusted in God. Even though walang-wala na, binigay ng widow, inuna niya yung Diyos, inuna niya yung prophet, and the flour, the jar of flour, and the oil did not run out. For how many months or years, hindi sila naubusan ng pagkain. That's the lesson today. We have to trust God with all our heart. Especially when the time of famine comes. Yung psalm reading natin today, sabi niya, Lord, even when I am old and gray, you know, sa ating tumatanda, minsan iniisip natin, paano na lang ako pag tumanda? Who will take care of me? What will happen to me? That's why ang tendency ng tao sa mundo natin, mag-ipon, mag-ipon, mag-ipon. We hoard things for ourselves. At sinasabi natin, para pag tumanda ako, hindi ko kailangan ng tulong, meron ako. Hindi masama yung nag-iipon ka. But do not put your whole trust and security on the things that you accumulate. Hoarding, mag-hoard. Minsan nakakalimutan na natin mag-share, we forget to be generous because we become so insecure about our future. Now, take a look at this widow. Take a look at this prophet. They both obeyed God and they practiced generosity. They give. When you trust God, you're going to give of yourself. You're going to give your heart to God and know that God is able to take care of whatever it is that you entrust to Him. Paano ka? Kawawa ka naman. You know? Paano ka? Kawawa ka naman. Alam mo, pag umakyat tayo sa langit at doon ka na nakatira malapit sa bahay ni Jesus, hindi ka talaga kawawa. Amen? Isang naisip natin yung dito sa mundo lang. Okay? Don't think of that. You listen to what God is telling you. Don't be afraid for your future. God has your future in mind already. Amen? Nasa isip na ng Diyos yung future mo. May nagsasabi sa akin, Bishop, paano pag tumanda ka? Bishop, paano pag hindi ka na Bishop? What will happen to you? Well, I really don't know. But one thing I do know, my God already knows my future. He has already secured it for me. Amen? Amen. Ito lang yung alam ko. When I finally come to the end of my life, I'm going to go home to Him. And when I go home to be with the Lord, I'm sure I'm not going to have problems. Eh, minsan kasi iniisip natin, paano pag na-hospital ka, paano pag ganito, yun iniisip mo, yung buhay mo rin sa mundo. Sabi ko, saglit lang yan. When my time comes, sabi ko sa pamilya ko, don't spend so much for me. Pag oras ko na. Huwag kayong gumastos masyado sa hospital. Pag oras ko na, take me home, Lord. Bakit? Ano bang pwedeng ibigay ng mundo? Ano bang comfort na may ibibigay ng mundo na hindi pwedeng ibigay ng Diyos sa'yo sa langit? Amen? We have to trust God at those difficult moments. Our gospel today speaks of the widow. The widow who gave 2 mites only. Alam niyo ba sa temple na yan, meron silang brass, inalagyan niya ng pera. Wala pang nagdadala ng pera na papel noon. Di pa na-ibento yung printing press, kaya walang perang papel. Ano yung pera noona? Coins. So merong gold coins, may silver coins, you know, may mga copper coins. Iba-ibang sizes yan. May malalaking coins, may mga maliliit na coins. Kaya in the treasury, pagpasok mo sa temple, merong isang metal, ang tawag nila dyan, trumpet, kasi parang trumpet yung itsura niya. Ihuhulog mo yung coin mo dyan. Okay? Malalaman mo kung mayaman ang nagbibigay. Bakit? Bakit? Ay, malakas ang tunog niyan. Okay? Paghulog niyan, klang! Oh, so mayaman. Okay? So everybody was watching, everybody was looking. That money is to be given to the poor. Binibigay yan sa mga mahihirap. Hindi yan for tithes and offering. Para yan sa mahihirap. Limos yan. And so the rich would pass by that, dadaan yung mga mayayaman. So lahat ng tao nakatingin sa kanya. Kukuha siya ng maraming silver coins at ihulog niya ganyan. Palakpakan na. Di ba? Tapos sige, contest. Papasok naman yung isang mayaman na yon. Oh, lalagay niya sa isang, lalagyan yung kanyang coins at ihulog niya ganyan. Boom! Tapos, palakpakan. Know this. Do not do things for the eyes of people. People can only see what is in the outside. But do you know that God has eyes for you also? Ibang mata ng Diyos. The eyes of God can see what is in the inside. Don't do things for the eyes of men. Do things for the eyes of God. Gumawa ka ng bagay para sa mata ng Diyos. Because when God looks at you, He looks at your heart. That's why, nung dumaan yung widow, yung balo, walang-wala na. Zero na. Except for 2 copper coins. Maliliit na coins yan. Alam niyo yung copper, pag hinulog mo sa semento, hindi tumutunog yan. Parang plastic lang yan. That widow came to that offering bin and placed everything she had. Nung binigay niya, wala na talagang natira para sa kanya. Nung hinulog niya, hindi nga tumunog. It did not even make a sound. But Jesus was the only one who saw her. Kita siya ni Jesus. Ibang mata ng Diyos. Ibang mata ng tao. Huwag tayo mabuhay para sa mata ng tao. Sabi nga nila, if you're going to help someone, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Keep it in secret. Because everything we keep in secret, God can see the details of what you're doing. He can see your heart. Anong hinahanap ng Diyos sa puso mo pag nagbibigay ka? Love. Pag-ibig at pagmamahal. Yun ang hinahanap. He does not look at the value of the things you're giving. Some people say that's generosity. Generosity is measured by how much you have given. No! Generosity is measured by what is left to you after you have given. Nung nagbigay ka, ilan ang natira sa'yo? Masa iyabang natin minsan eh. Bibigay tayo ng sapatos bago. Oh, sa'yo na to. Bigay ko sa'yo. Bakit? Hindi nagkasya sa akin eh. Eh kung kumasya yun, di sana ibibigay yun. Oh, ito. Ito pantalon, ito damit. Oh, gamitin mo. Bakit? Luma na yan, meron akong bago eh. When you give something you don't need and you don't use anymore, you are not actually practicing generosity. Nagtatapon ka lang ng basura in a nice way. Amen? Amen. Nagtatapon ka lang ng basura in a nice way. Ito, pantalon ko, hindi nakakasya, sa'yo na. That's not generosity. You are throwing away garbage which you do not need anymore. God wants us to practice true generosity. Yung tipong pagbigay mo, mararamdaman mo talagang may nawala sa'yo. Yan ang tunay na pagbibigay. When you give out something and you know something was lost dahil binigay mo, may nawala sa'yo. May value. Pero dahil sa pagmamahal at pag-ibig mo, binigay mo pa rin. That is now, yan ang gusto ng Diyos i-practice natin. Hindi yung nagtatapon ka ng basura. Naalala ko yung meron tayong relief operation. Merong isang lugar doon sa amin, binaha sila. Pumunta yung pari doon, bit-bit yung mga old clothes para ipamimigay doon sa mga naapektuhan ng bagyo. Nung binuksan na nila, o sabi niya, kuha kayo, kumuha yung mga tao. Tapos yung pari tumalikod. Pagbalik niya, nakabarong na lahat. Yung dinonate barong, yung mga babae nakagown. Sabi, ano nangyari, may party ba? Ayun pala yung dinonate, eh, barong tsaka gown. Huwag naman ganyan, di ba? So, bakit mo sinasabi yan, Father? Malapit na kasing Christmas eh. Di ba? Malapit na yung Christmas. Bibigyan ko kayo ng tip, paano talaga magiging generous. Bumili kayo ng Bible. Aklanon Bible.
at irigalo nyo. Eh, masakit-sakit yan. Dahil 200 pesos yung isa. Lalabas talaga yung 200 sa'yo, ha? Oh. Bumili ka ng Aklanon Bible. There are how many thousands of people in Kalibo? Ilang tao sa Kalibo? 300,000? 300,000 ang tao sa Kalibo. Meron tayong Aklanon Bible na 3,000. We have 3,000 Aklanon Bible. There are 300,000 people in Kalibo. Now, itong 3,000 na Aklanon Bible, hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin maubos na ibenta. Walang interesadong magbigay. Walang interesadong bumili. Kati sino sila sabi ko, okay, Christmas, mamimigay tayo. Magbe-bless tayo. Di ba? Okay. Wag mo nang bigay masyado yung barong mo. Okay? Lalo na dun sa mga baryo. Hindi naman nagbabarong ang mga yon eh. Pag binigyan mo ng barong yan, baka ma-insulto pa yan. Lalagyan nila ng punit sa likod. Okay? Why don't you get a copy of a Bible, Aklanon Bible? Bumili ka ng Aklanon Bible, ibalot mo into a gift wrap, i-wrap mo, and give it to someone that is close to your heart. What could be the best gift or better gift than the Word of God? Amen? Bigay mo yung salita ng Diyos. Father, noon, ilan pa yung Bible natin? Ilan yung Bible natin dyan? Yung kukunin natin? 200 lang yung inallocate sa atin na Bible. If we are going to practice generosity, my dear brothers and sisters, yung 200 Bibles na yan, kulang yan. Sa totoo lang, kulang. So mamayang gabi, ilista nyo na kung sino ang gusto mong bigyan ng Aklanon Bible. Lista mo na. 200 yung isa. 200 lang naman yan. Okay? Huwag ka muna magpipitsa. Ilang linggo, huwag kang kakain ng pizza. Bili mo ng Bible. And on Christmas Day, you give that away. Your being increases in the measure that you are giving it away. Okay? So yung widow, makita natin, konti lang yung binigay niya, pero walang natira sa kanya. And for God, that is rich generosity. We don't measure generosity with what we are giving away. We measure generosity in what is left to us after we have given. Magkano at ilan ang tira sa atin nung nagbigay tayo. Amen? Let's all stand.